Good evening. I'm Alistair Flopbottom, and this is Master Ass Theatre. I would just like to take this opportunity to wish Richard and Julian heartiest felicitations on the 300th episode of Foul Monkeys. As a fitting tribute, I'd like to dedicate the following verses to their glorious past, with wishes for many more episodes in the future. When you're at your 300th show, and your butt begins to blow, diarrhea. When you step up to the mic, but your ass leaks like a dyke, diarrhea. When you're starting to record, and your hole lets loose a hoard, diarrhea. When you're toasting dear Big Fatty, and your pants go brown and scatty, diarrhea. When you're celebrating your anniversary, but your sphincter's control is cursory, diarrhea. This has been a special tribute episode of Master Ass Theater, and I have been Alistair Flopbottom. Good night.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you are listening to episode
300. Who ever thought?
No, not me.
When this little show started.
Little show.
That you would make it to 300. I'm about 100 episodes
right.
in. But Ricky and Foul Monkeys itself.
I'm 300 episodes old.
Has made it to 300.
I got my hands in the air.
And you don't
like
look.
Like I just don't care.
And you don't look a day over 250.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you to Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job for doing that intro.
That was awesome. We appreciate that.
We love it. It's awesome. Everybody loves a little diarrhea song.
Absolutely.
We need to get that started again, have people send in their diarrhea stuff. Because, you know, what we talk about here is diarrhea, weight loss, and money.
And money.
Constantly, all the time.
Oh, yeah. Give us money, give us money, give us money, give us money.
Oh, my God. I lost 48 pounds. Can you believe I lost 48 pounds?
Oh, my God. Don't you need money for each pound?
I need money for each pound.
We have so many phone calls. I have never seen that many phone calls queued up on your screen before. It's ridiculous.
It's real scary.
It is real scary.
We have about 30 calls, which is a call every 2 minutes that we need to play.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Who's going to be our two-minute timer?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Connor can be.
Speaking of, I just want to go right into this.
Okay, right into it.
Speaking of bad reviews, we had yet another one-star review from Walt.
Do we need to read it?
You can. From Walt. So I'm going to say this. If you're joking, I don't find it funny. And if you're not, I will unfollow you on Twitter, on Facebook, and if you still had a podcast, I'd unsubscribe.
We actually have a call from him later, but I don't know which one of these 30 it is.
Okay.
So, well, but should we read it or should we wait until he calls?
No, go ahead and read it since we're already talking about it.
Oh, you know, because Walt's like a mean-spirited person all the time.
Yeah, but Joan is an evil bitch.
Oh.
So.
We got another one today.
Oh, good.
Not a one star, 5 star.
Dear Gussie.
Foul Monkeys is just not worth the time. It's unfortunate that this once great podcast has fallen to crap. Yeah, Ricky is a wonderful, funny, and adorable host. Well, thank you. But the addition of Julian has really brought the show down. If you thought Herb was bad, you ain't seen nothing until you listen to Julian's shows. Ricky's personality can only go so far to compensate for Julian's, which is unfortunate for everyone. If you must listen, download the Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha shows.
You notice I'm not laughing.
I know.
Because I don't find it funny. Fuck you, Walt. Fuck you, Walt. Fuck you, Walt. You don't have to listen. Kiss my ass.
So, let's see. Who we got here in the room? Oh, we have a lot of people in the
room.
We
have a shitload of people in the room.
What do we got going on here?
Except Jamama, who apparently is taking her Sunday 3 o'clock nap.
Nap, apparently, because my mama hasn't even called.
I can't believe that.
Do we need to name who's in the room, or should we wait a little bit?
Let's wait a little bit.
Wait a little bit.
Wait a little bit.
Has it been 2 minutes? We need to play a call? Is that how we're going to do it?
We probably do. We probably need to play calls throughout the entire show.
Okay, so we want to play the next one? Now, these aren't in order of when they came.
We haven't played one to start with.
I know, sorry. These aren't in order of which they came, so I just chose them, and they're just being played. So,
does it matter?
Here we go.
Hi, Julian. Hi, Richard. Got a quick call from Michael over in the UK, or you might know me as Corporate Slave, actually, on Twitter. Well, a happy 300th now, so keep it up. And I'm enjoying it over here, so I want to hear more. Thanks a lot.
See,
I'm done.
I kind of liked his accent.
I just creamed my britches.
Why is it just the flat 29 accents I don't like?
I don't know. Have you seen a picture of a Corporate Slave?
Yes.
That's cute. Probably why you like it better.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And we have to put you up in our on our map. So if you can tell us exactly where you are, we'll put you on the map.
All right.
And such as, and therefore.
And also, too.
So, what all do we have to talk about? And you got the 2-minute timer, right?
I wanted to go into our
if you want,
our 4th of July escapades last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll start by telling my 4th of July story. Okay. Me and Connor went to our friend Daniel and Eric Scott's house for their second annual Red, White, and Brewbecue party. They had this huge inflatable water slide thing, and a good time was had by all. It was again.
Did you take your shirt off?
No. It was again the A-list gays of Lakeland.
I wasn't there, so I guess I'm not that A-list.
But you were asked about.
Whatever.
So
I'm not cared for. It's okay. Where is Connor, the official houseboy of Foul Monkeys?
So, what did you do on the 4th of July? Since I was here running a best of, you had to go somewhere.
I went to a pool party.
And?
That's it.
And?
I went to a pool party, and I had a lot to drink, and a huge thunderstorm came over, and then I left the pool party, and then didn't get home until about 6:30 in the morning.
Well, you also sent me some texts that night that were unintendedly hilarious. So I am going to read them now.
No.
They're not bad.
I don't talk about anybody in them, right?
No.
Okay.
It's just that you couldn't text worth a shit because you were drunk.
Give us the licky drunky text messages, my precious. It's what Haunt Cup says.
Oh, dear God.
You can't find them?
Oh, here they are.
Oh.
It starts out with, and this is at 6:56 p.m. So
I'd been there
by
4 hours.
By 7 o'clock, you were already drunk. It starts out with GGGUIUULLL, which I think means girl. And then right after was Y8. WHYATE. Y8. They're still Ipipki on the pool. And then another text with a question mark.
You didn't get the picture?
No.
Oh.
And then it is Thwindry ABF lighting so bad. Bad. Check you email. I'm like, are you drunk? I finally replied. And then you replied, Heenan dribbles. And then drunkies right after.
I don't know what that means.
I'm like, good God, don't be driving, you drunk bitch. Then you sent back, Inamorata knit, N-I-T. And then you must have sobered up a little bit because you said, I'm in a moo-moo, y'all. And then I said, don't drive home. and you're like, I am, period, it owing to V home to fit. Can you let Den out? Now, me and Connor worked on this one for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And we finally...
What time was that text message at?
11:21.
Oh,
we finally figured it out to say, I'm not going to be home. Can you let Finn out?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. It said, I am it owing to V home to fit. Can you let Den out? And that was the last text of the night.
And then I get home at 6:30.
And then you got home at 6:30. Loudly.
Was I that loud?
Yes.
Was I loud or Finbar loud?
Both.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a little bit too much to drink that night. And I don't want to talk about the rest of the night. I'm good with that.
Okay. I thought you'd be proud of that, but...
Of what? Coming home at 6? Oh, that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to talk about that.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Well,
I did have fun that night. I did not go home with anyone from the pool party. I just happened to be on this lovely program called Grindr. And a person that I have talked to a few times, we had a meeting.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, and we are having thunderstorms here, so I hope it doesn't go out. It doesn't seem to be too bad.
And
but.
There was grinding involved?
Yes, there was.
Oh.
But I don't want to go into further detail. It just makes me feel stupid.
Okay. Well,
not stupid.
That's your prerogative.
Weird.
Would you like to play a phone call, Mr.
Yes.
Burton?
Here we go.
Fall Monkeys, it's Kevin and Danbury, or Drum Major Kev, whichever you prefer. Just want to call and congratulate Ricky on 300 fabulous episodes. Okay, well, maybe not 300 fabulous ones, but, you know, enough to get through the day. And I also want to say, People is the best co-host that you've had since the very beginning. Oh, People, I mean Julian, since it is all about Julian. Again, guys, congratulations on a great show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for calling, Kevin. We really appreciate it. We're glad that you are an awesome listener, and
absolutely.
We hope that he makes it down to Gay Days next year.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
No, there was not BJ soup at the pool party for me. Thank you.
BJ soup. Well, it was a bear pool party, wasn't it? So yeah. It was bear soup.
Bear soup, yeah.
Or hair
soup. There was a lot of food
soup.
There. It was a lot of good food. Mm.
Why would you not expect there to be a big spread of food at a bear party?
It was awesome, actually. And they had this punch shut and like one of these, you know, those big construction coolers, the big red ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it originally started out with a mix that they, you know, made up or whatever. And it was really good. And it looked like sewer water, but
ew.
It tasted really good. And then I guess they ran out of everything that went in it. So then they started pouring things in it. Like the last thing I saw, no, none of that. The last thing I saw was 3 bottles of champagne being poured into it. Which made it a little fizzy, and it was pretty awesome, actually.
Not said that Licky was the cum sponge.
No.
Yes.
I don't like it when it touches me.
So that's why you just...
No. That's why I say do it on your own self.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, God, we got another call.
Quit calling people, damn it.
Oh, I think it's my mama. No, don't quit calling. We'll just have to stay home longer.
We'll have to stay home longer?
On longer.
Oh.
Well, and home longer, too. Because it's going to take me forever to get this done.
So, apparently you had a good buzz going that night, huh?
Yes, I had a really good buzz, and I got home, and well, this is the reason why I came home. Because I had to poop really bad. Because I ate way too much food and I had way too much alcohol. And you know how alcohol shits are. Nasty.
Yeah. Were you like clenching on the way home?
Oh my God. And I would have went to the bathroom there, but the bathroom was right there where his bedroom was. And as soon as you open the door, it's like the bed. And I'm like, fuck that shit. I am not going going to shit in this bathroom, and there was no fan in the bathroom.
I can just picture that fucking Volkswagen flying down the road, that ass cheeks just clenched, trying to eat that goddamn seat up.
That might be why I was so loud coming in, because I had to use the bathroom.
Don't you dare fart, you might. We might have an accident.
All right, next call. Here we go.
All right.
Congratulations, Ricky and Julian, on your 300th episode. This is Jeep Boys. Hope y'all have a great day and keep up the great work. Love y'all show. Bye.
Well, thank you,
Jeep Boys. He's following him on Twitter. Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. I've never seen a picture of him, though, because his picture isn't in the icon, right? It's just a Jeep, right?
I don't think I have.
So we're gonna need a picture. We need to see, because this is my philosophy. If you're driving a Jeep and you're not a girl, then more than likely you're fucking hot. That's all that I have.
Okay. And if you are a girl and then driving a
you're
Jeep,
you're lesbian
or like a preppy snooty bitch,
right? From like Massachusetts or somewhere like that.
Why gotta be Massachusetts?
Martha's Vineyard or some shit like that.
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah. If Ricky's ass was required to clench to hold back the floodwaters, Joan would be cleaning for days.
Oh, God. I have cleaned up many of Ricky's messes, but none of that kind.
Well, so you will never clean up that type of mess, because there never will be.
I guarantee you I wouldn't. No.
Now, my vomit...
Ew.
I would probably... I may have an issue of cleaning up my own, but I usually make it to the bathroom, so I'm good.
Oh, excellent.
Or if not, in the tub or whatever. Wherever there's something I can puke in and I don't have to pick it up, I'm fine. Whatever. Let's see here. Has it been 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
No.
Oh, Connor's got the time.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, bitchy.
Wow. Meow. Wow. Okay. I thought I would have worked his aggressions out last night. We started watching this movie on Netflix last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what it was called, but it was terrible. So anyway, we got about 45 minutes into it, and mm-hmm. we're both like, yeah, we had ended up fucking on the couch.
So. Oh, my God. Twice. Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Next call.
Twice. Let me clarify. That 2 minutes was the time between calls, not that our fucking on the couch lasted 2 minutes.
Oh, I thought you meant... Oh, okay, yeah.
And okay. Joe and Dallas, I am not a whore. It's my boyfriend I had sex with on the couch, so... Mm. And it's my couch.
No, but the actions you did are whorish.
No, they're not.
They can be.
They're just kinky.
Oh.
We had sex that wasn't on the bed.
Oh, you're going to hell.
I'm like Kinko.
All right, here we go. Next call. Damn, we almost have 30 people in here.
Hi guys, Joe in Dallas, wishing Foul Monkeys guys a happy 300th episode. Only, what, 10% lacist and 100% pasty. We love your show and look for many, many more.
Why, thank you, Joe. Thank you for calling in.
100% pasty.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to change the subject, but uh-huh. Why is the ad on your Pride 48 chat room? It's the Arab Lounge. Meet your Arab princess now.
What's yours?
Oh, great cooking just got easy.
And what's yours, Connor? Some horror. I see a horror on there.
Oh, fine singles. So, yeah, how many people are searching for Arab women that they need an advertisement?
There's like, aren't those called like... catalog brides or something, mail order brides.
If you mail order one of those, do you get a convenience store too?
Thank you for calling. Yeah, well, how can I help you? My name is Chris. That's awful. You're so racist, Julian.
But it's true.
I know it's true that you're a racist.
See, look at Veritable Burger. He says, take my daughter and here's a 7-Eleven.
Or a BP gas station.
Any gas station. They also run a lot of motels.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are doctors.
Yeah, or dentists.
Patels.
Too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I like going to a doctor that I can understand. I went to a doctor when I first moved to Lakeland that decided that he was going to do... Oh, it's 2 minutes. Got to do. Remember what I was talking about. Here we go.
Julian and Ricky, hey, this is Tim in Alaska calling. Please, please take Sarah. Convince her to move to Florida. I'll pay the shipping, I promise. Look forward to hearing show 300. Hope you enjoy. Thanks, bye.
We cannot use Sarah in Florida. What are we going to do with her?
Ooh,
what are we going to do with you, Sarah?
She can tape her newest episodes of Sarah Palin's America.
And what would be the first episode out of Florida be called?
We're shooting those oil slick birds off the coast.
Sarah, you're gonna have PETA calling our show. You might only be careful what you say.
I'm just doing God's work.
Oh. Oh, you're one of his prophets.
No, but I've read the Bible or parts of it, I think. And
I think.
And I know the animals were put on this earth for us to shoot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you think that, you know, whatever, fine. Thank you for calling us, Tim, in Alaska. We really appreciate it.
Your mama is in the chat room.
My mama's in the chat
room. And she is so proud of my ginger bear. He's fucked up 300 shows in a row. Oh, that's so true.
We almost have 30 people in the room. I'm so happy.
I know.
I'm so happy. What all do we have to talk about? I had some stuff, but then... Oh, last night at the bar.
Oh, okay.
My God. Do you remember, like, Bon Jovi, like, those 80 hair bands that had, like, their hair was so dry and frizzy that shit, if you touched it, it would, like, snap off?
You were hoping their stage pyrotechnics wouldn't go across their hair because that shit would go up in flames?
Well, last night... This guy and this lady come in, which I guess were together. Her hair, I looked at it and I looked back at David. I was like, oh, I have to have a picture of that.
Was it super blonde?
Yes, super blonde. And it was like it just, while she walked, you could just hear it going.
I know.
Do you know who it is?
I know who you're talking about. Because when I used to hang out with my friend Carl, he'd say, oh, here's that bitch with the fried up hair.
Oh, my God. I was... For five minutes, I was going back and forth with David. I was like, David, take our picture. I don't have a damn flash on my camera. Take the picture. He was like, I can't take the picture. It looks stupid. I'll take that picture. And he took the picture, and it was so smoky, you couldn't even see the shit. Oh, 2 minutes.
Julian and Ricky, hey, this is Tim in Alaska calling.
Oh. Next call.
Good job, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky and Julian, this is Michael Sage. I wanted to call my foul monkeys and wish them a fantastic and wonderful 300th episode. Congratulations. Sorry I can't be there in person, or live anyways. I know you don't want me there in person. But I am stuck on a farm.
Let me correct you there, Michael Sage. I would love to have you here in person. Love it.
I'm married.
So I would love it even more. He's fucked it up again. All right, let's finish the rest of this call. Sorry, Michael Sage.
2 miles outside of New York with no internet and a very intermittent AT&T signal. And you know how fucked AT&T signals are anyway, so I'm barely able to get enough signal to leave you this message. In fact, I'm standing on my left leg and my cock while my right leg is up in the air in an angle, and I'm squeezing my left testicle about 6 pounds of pressure, and my right arm is holding the phone with my right elbow cocked up at a 45-degree angle, and I got one and a half bars. Not bad, huh? Anyways, congratulations, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging in there, Ricky, and continuing with the show. For 300 fantastic episodes. And Julian, thank you so much for joining. You guys make a great team. Congratulations.
Aww.
Bye.
Thank you, Michael Sage.
We do make a great team.
We do.
Why did I get kind of horny imagining him holding that phone?
Because you're a whore.
Only whores get horny?
Yeah. I don't understand why in the biggest city, one of the biggest cities in the world.
He's in the country of New York. He's not in New York City.
Oh.
He's out camping or something. Oh. In the sticks.
I missed that part. All I heard was New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was somewhere on some farm.
Oh.
I couldn't imagine being anywhere without...
I've got full signal sitting right here, so...
Like, if I don't have signal, I would at least need to have internet. If I don't have internet, I at least have to have a signal on my phone.
Duh.
I mean, that's kind of, like, barbaric. That's, like, living somewhere else.
Do you live in a cave? You don't have... Wi-Fi? Oh, my God.
Yay, we have 30 users. Ooh.
I got the Era Princess ad online now. Yeah.
Oh, I got stop wasting your money on dating sites.
Plentyoffish.com.
All righty. God, I had a lot of stuff to talk about, and I just completely forgot about it.
Do you have any show notes?
I don't take those anymore. I just try to remember them during the day.
Well, aren't you super prepared?
Yeah, I know. For the 300th show, I mean, I don't like any show with a 3 in it.
Huh?
I don't like any show with the number 3 in it. I don't like preparing for it.
Oh.
So the next time 100 shows, I won't be preparing because there'll be a 3 in the
number. Well, look out, show 333.
Oh, God.
Because we're going to be real.
We're going to have an hour of silence.
It's a tribute to Big Fatty.
Right. A whole hour. That would be horrible.
Okay.
All right. You want to do another call?
Yeah. We got 17 more. Probably
do we?
More than that.
All right. Let's play this one.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. Veritable Virgo here with heartfelt and congratulatory wishes on your 300th episode. Ricky, as you know, I've been listening for a few years now, so I've been witness to a good amount of change, both in your life and in the little show, God, I can't do a Big Fatty imitation, which is so much bigger than that title could ever suggest. From the early days with a variety of characters, to the episodes featuring Nicole, and now the current format with Julian, it feels as if all of these chapters have contributed in many positive ways to what Foul Monkeys is today. Without a doubt, the show has been successful in bringing me back, episode after episode, and I simply love it. In the beginning, the show felt like a bunch of friends just, shooting the shit, and that was okay. Enter Nicole, and we get lots of hysterical laughter and silliness, as only two co-workers could deliver. Talk about horror movies, and let us not forget the many, many iterations of the diarrhea song, which so often had me bent over in laughter right along with the both of you.
That wasn't what had you been over.
Today, Julian rounds out Foul Monkeys and plays the role of an able-bodied co-host in a way that no one before him can. I think I speak for many of us when I acknowledge our love for Angry Joan and the character which I've dubbed Sarah Phelan Palin. The calls from your mama, as only Big Fatty can create, are without question the icing on the cake. Throughout all of this, you've managed to stay upbeat and positive, and you've done some tremendous work in just reaching levels of health that, 300 episodes ago, probably weren't even on the radar screen. And with that, let me wrap this up by saying thank you for the current 300 episodes of Foul Monkeys. And here's to wishing that there will be at least 300 more.
Ugh.
I know you can do it. My love and friendship to both of you.
Well, thank you, Veritable Virgo.
Yes, thank you for... actually, he MP3'd us
on that. Sorry, so I had to interject there, but I couldn't let that one go.
It is true. I mean, 300 episodes, well...
That the show's not what had him been over?
No. I don't know. Maybe. It is true. 300 shows, I think, is a lot of time and effort, and there's been a lot of people doing it, and... I could say not every time I did a show, I was the happiest person.
Yeah, listen to
I
the,
pretended the a lot.
Breakup episode.
Yeah. Kill yourself. Up and down, not across. I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of friends from the show.
As
and
have I.
Even if it's not in person, it's, you know, it's good to know that people are there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. And it's also helped with my weight loss and our ability to brag for money.
Beg. Well, yeah.
And brag, because we get tons of money.
I've gotten the opportunity to meet a lot of very cool, very nice people. And it makes me feel good that people tell me that our show brightened their day or made them laugh or whatever. And that's what makes it worth it for me. So
it brightens my day when people look forward to the show, and it brightens my day when people don't look forward to
even,
the show.
Even when I do become a psycho bitch.
Right.
Because that happens.
What?
That happens from time to time. I think Connor's pointing at me.
We had a psycho moment this week. I did. Do we need to talk about that, or should we?
We can. I think we're beyond it enough where we can laugh about it now.
So, Wednesday?
No, it was Thursday. Friday.
Oh, was it Friday?
Yeah.
It was Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah.
So, Thursday night, we did a show, and I also had to make something for a potluck for my work. So, I was up till about 1 o'clock in the morning trying to get stuff done and, you know, whatever, trying to get the show out because I wanted to get it out before I went to bed. So, I wiped down the counters, put all the dishes in the sink, and go to work.
And I
didn't know.
I ate something that was bad or something Thursday, so I ended up staying home from work Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up where I had just cleaned the kitchen the night before, and their sink is absolutely filled with dishes, and actually overflowing with dishes because there were some on the counter.
They were just stacked.
And I'm like, oh, fucking A. So I put on Twitter, I'm like, FL monkeys. I'm like, you are going to take care of this when you get home, right?
And here I am at work. Type in. I won't type because it'll accidentally type something.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, and I'm looking on my phone where I'm not supposed to be looking on my phone. I'm like, And my heart starts to go boom, 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 boom. Not because of what Julian posted, because of the answers that came back to the posting. And I was like, flames from the side of my face and outside of my asshole are coming out of what?
What are you eating? Ricky's mama said, I wish they would just play the voicemail and quit talking about dirty dishes. Well, get back. Flames.
And like I overreacted. And I rarely ever do this, so I was, like, furious. So I text message Julie, and I'm like, I plan to take care of the dishes when I get home, but I don't appreciate you posting that on Twitter. And then he replied, well, I don't appreciate you leaving dishes in the sink while I'm sick.
So Ricky calls me. He's like, well, just so you know, you don't need to be posting things like that on Twitter. And if you have an issue with me, you need to text me about it and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. And keep in mind, I didn't feel good and I was not in the mood to argue. I'm like, okay, whatever. So about that same time, Connor tweets something about
the audacity of some people,
was totally about something,
but I did not know that yet.
No, and Ricky calls me back. He's like, and another thing, you can tell Connor to keep his opinions to himself. And if I had his number, I'd call him myself. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, fine, okay. I'm like, god damn,
you didn't even respond to anything. I was like, bye, and you just like, I was like, bye, click.
I'm like, this is so out of character for Ricky. It's not even funny. It's like he is like super on an ant flow.
I don't know why. Oh, it's been 3 minutes? Oh, okay.
Well
let's finish this.
We're in the middle of a story.
So about 30 minutes to an hour goes by, and I just text Mrs. Julian, and I just, you know, I tell him my why I was upset, and then he text messaged me, and he's like, he told me that, you know, he didn't think it was that. Well, I guess I said I overreacted, and you're like, yeah, I didn't think it was a big issue.
Yeah, when I mean, had it been something that I thought was like real serious, I would have texted you, but I'm like, I put it on Twitter just to make light of it.
But what really, the response that really pissed me off was when Bjorn said, who doesn't wash their dishes after they eat? Every fucking body doesn't wash their dishes after they eat.
When have you started listening to anything
I know,
Bjorn
but
says?
It just struck me the wrong way.
Nobody listens to Bjorn.
And I was just, ugh. And I'm
angry.
Sure he's happy as shit right now knowing that he pissed me off.
You were angry with dirty dishes.
And Julian said he thought he was talking to somebody else on the phone.
Right? Somebody that gets angry
all the time. All right, you want to do the next call? Let's
yes.
see. Let me find a good one here. I don't know which one's a good one because...
Just play one.
They're all... Here we go. Let's play this one.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Julian. This is Scott the Seder. Just calling to congratulate you on this podcasting milestone. You guys totally rock. I've been listening to you for a little over a year now, since about Pride 48 last year. And you guys just really make me laugh, and I really appreciate it. So keep up the good work. Keep up the laughs. Keep up the racism, because it's funny. All right. 69 and the Impaler wishing you all the best. Bye-bye.
Well, as long as Julian's on the show, we'll always be racist.
Oh, God. Do you know which one that was? Oh, this one right here. Sorry. You know, they're all black. They all
Big
look the
Ricky,
same.
Big Ricky, you're fucking it up. They're all black.
Thank you for calling Seder and the Impaler, which I don't know who all knows in the chat room what the Impaler is.
I'm pretty sure... You can rub two brain cells together.
Well,
and figure
I mean,
it out.
Maybe they haven't seen the Impaler. I thought the show was only 30 minutes long. I can't put off my ass pounding any longer. If they ever play my mechanical message, please enjoy. Oh.
Oh,
where's my mama going?
Does your mama have a gentleman caller?
I don't know which call was last, but. I mean, I'll try this one.
Well, yeah, I agree with Detroit Dave. If only Ricky's mama had called earlier instead of 3 minutes into the show,
right.
We'd know which one it is.
Right. So thank you, mama.
Yeah.
But we'll go ahead and play this one because I think this is it.
All right.
Ginger Bear, how dare you say I didn't call your little show? I was getting my ass pounded and I stopped in the middle of it so that I could call and tell you enough of this damn 300 shit. We're all tired of it. We're just tired of it. You ought to be calling us. You ought to be calling us and thanking us for listening to it. I just can't believe that you said your mama didn't call. You have broken my heart. You have just broken my little heart. And anyway, I hope you listen. By the way, you fucked up the beginning of number 300, too. So all is normal. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ricky's mama.
Just to let everyone know, Stargate Cobb and Miss Beasley that just entered the room, those are two of the guys that were at the pool party. It was their house that we were at.
Oh, okay.
And their food was fucking awesome.
Well, so, welcome to our little show.
Welcome to our little show. And I can't wait till August because there's going to have to be another one. So you might get some interesting text messages again.
Well, fabulous.
I hope it's on a Saturday and not a Sunday. I can't remember. So what's wrong? That sounded like a chunk of something came
no,
out.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that was nasty.
Ooh, baked Lay's potato chips.
Your face looked like Noss when he's about to throw up. That's what he looked like. That's what you looked like just now.
And Joe said, and by food, do you mean their penises, Ricky?
No,
and
yes, he didn't does. See their penises.
Yet.
Oh, it is? Awesome. Yes, on a Saturday. That means I can stay out late. But I have to be home by 3 to do the little show. Not unless we do another best of.
I don't think people like the best stuff too much.
Really?
Yeah. Well, our really dedicated fans showed up, but even them were like...
Were there people in the chat room?
Yeah.
How many?
Maybe 10.
Oh, okay. 10 at one time or all together that came in?
Like I said, 10.
Mm. No, I cannot. Oh, clip shows jump the shark.
This show jumped the shark when, like, he had a co-host named Vagina.
It was just Gina.
Same difference.
Oh, okay. Well, that was episode one.
Exactly. So there ain't no jumping this. And just think about the Golden Girls. Some of the best episodes were like they'd sit around the table eating their cheesecake saying, do you remember when... Mm-hmm.
And it was really weird because they'd go back 20 years and they still look the same as they were in the 80s.
I know.
So that was kind of weird. Oh, Miss Golden Girls. I miss them. Are you ready for the next call?
Yes.
Hi, guys. This is Walt. I was just calling to wish you a happy 300th episode. However, I really think it's unfortunate that this once great podcast has totally fallen to crap. You know, Ricky, I love you. I think you are funny. You're witty. You're adorable. I just want to fuck the shit out of you. You're so hot. But when you added Julian to the show, it really made the show suck ass. I mean, I thought Herb was bad, but, oh, I mean, the Julian shows are just garbage. I can't even stand them. I mean, there's only so much that you can compensate for, Ricky, because, you know, oh my God. But you know what? I fucking love you guys so much. And Julian, that was me that left that shitty one-star review, because I listened to episode 299 and you kind of were getting a little bent out of shape about the one-star reviews. So I thought I'd play a little prank and get you. And I think I got you, and I think I got you good. It was a joke, I swear. Please don't cut me. Please, whatever you do, do not cut me. But I love you guys both, and the show has been so good lately, and I can't get enough, and I hope you guys give us 300 more. Even you, Julian, I swear, it's a joke. I'm going to change that review back. I swear. All right, happy anniversary, guys. Bye.
You damn well better.
Well, all right, I have to be honest.
What? Oh, you were in on it too? You're such a dickhead.
Because Julian, was it Thursday that he left it?
Wednesday or Thursday? I don't remember.
Oh, I text special Julian. I was like, oh my God, you have to read the latest. The latest review, he's like, oh my God, is it a one-star review? And I was like, yes. He's like, fuck.
And I looked on it and it's like, like, whoa, that asshole.
He like, text messaged me. He's like, oh, I'm such a fucker.
I'm getting in the car. I'm going to that way.
New York.
Okay, that way.
He goes, do you think he's going to get really mad? And I was like, I think it's already past
okay,
that.
I was sick. I'd already been in the fight with you about the goddamn dishes. That was not the right day for me to get a one-star review telling me how bad I suck.
And he, when he was talking to me about it in the kitchen, I was like, oh God, should I tell him that I was in on it so he doesn't stay mad all weekend? But I was like, no.
No, I just put it in my show notes and saved it. Saved the angerful, yeah, until today.
So he is well aware that you were joking, Walt.
Yes, I am now.
And you damn well better change it to 5 stars. Which I think he already had a review on there for 5 stars. He just changed it. So it really doesn't do anything. All right, we got to do another call. Our cameraman's telling us it's been 2 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Julian. This is Matt from Chicago. I'm just calling to say hey. Glad I had you guys to listen to while I was in New York. And I'm glad I have you to listen to while I'm in a cab on the freaking way home in all the freaking traffic. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt in Chicago. We really appreciate it that you... can you write that down for me? Because I don't know what you're saying.
31 people in the chat room,
oh,
Ricky.
Okay. I thought you were saying 31 minutes. And I was like, no, it's been 45. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's been 45, y'all.
Thank you for calling, Matt. I think he's a I don't know how long he's been listening, but I know he's recently been added to my Facebook, maybe a couple months ago.
Excellent. I'm glad that we're still gaining new listeners.
That's somebody, if I make it up to Chicago and we have a listener meet and greet, you'll have to come out and make sure you come visit.
And when Ricky has listener meet and greet, it means you can greet him with your meat.
Yes. Always. Even if you're Lala Lauren.
She greets you with her bad girl meat.
Right. And I took a bite of it. Ooh, that is nasty. Oh my God, we got two more calls.
We are never going to get through this.
Well, we're scheduled for an hour and a half, so I think we're okay, but... Oh, let's download these real quick.
Ginger Bear, you're fucking it up again.
You're fucking it up.
My God.
Let's see. People are like following me on Twitter. I can't do that right now.
Okay, then just play a phone call, Ricky.
Here we go. Sorry, I'm downloading. Downloading. Here we go. Let's play this phone call.
All right.
Hey, boys. This is Jay, the honk cub from the Delawares. I'm going to resist doing a Big Fatty impersonation because I'm not very good at it. So I just wanted to congratulate you on the 300th episode of your little show. Keep up the great work. I love you guys. Wanted to send Ron and I both send our love to the two of you and Connor as well. Wanted to give Connor a little shout out there.
Aww.
And if you could, the only thing I think you could do to improve the show is maybe do some more segments on losing weight and making some money. I think that would really, really impress me and keep me listening for another 300. Take it easy, guys. Good work.
Bye. Jay, you do not have a gay voice.
You don't have a gay voice. So. You have a northern voice, though, I think.
That's not bad.
No. But thank you for calling. We were lucky enough to meet him at Gay Days, and then you and Connor got to hang out with him.
Yeah, he and Ron were the two people me and Connor hung out mm-hmm. with most of the day at the Magic Kingdom. So
next year we need to kind of have a plan so that we could, because I hate that I only get to see people during the dinner and during the. We need to come up with a plan.
Do you know there's only like two people out of all of these podcasters that can plan?
We need a schedule.
And I'm one of them. And I did my planning this past year. So it's somebody else's turn.
Well, Daniel Brewer is good at scheduling. He worked on the Pride 48 stuff.
True.
And so is Arthur, but he's not here. So we can't really rely on him.
Well,
unless we hire outside of our country.
Okay.
So next call?
Yes.
That's all we have to do is play calls for
us.
Here we go. Next call.
Hey, boys. This is Jay, the honk cub from the Delaware.
That's the one you just
I'm
played, Ricky.
Doing a.
Whoops. Sorry. I forget to X them out. I'm sorry. Here we go. Next call.
Tired of being overweight. Want to work on your fitness and get a rocking ass, too? Try the Ginger Bear Diet and Fitness Plan. And in 90 days, you can lose weight, attract and service hot men, and get a one-star review. With a sensible diet, supplemented by loads of fresh protein, and a simple fitness regimen by walking, weight training, and the patented Ginger Bear Latin Kegels, you too can lose massive amounts of weight, gain popularity with a growing population, and inspire douches to write haterade-inspired rants on iTunes. Try Ginger Bear's Diet and Fitness Plan today.
Rude. What were the Latin Kegels? Is that what he called
them? Yes.
I was using my Kegel muscles on the way home last Saturday, though.
That's so true.
Woo! I had to poop bad. But I haven't really been with hot men since I've been on this diet, so...
Why not?
Guess my choice. And then some people think I'm too fat, and some people think I'm too skinny.
Well, you need to either get fatter or get skinny.
I don't want
to
get fatter.
Well, then get skinny.
I don't want to get twink skinny, because that makes you look like you're dying.
Or you are on meth.
Yeah. Well, the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So here
we go.
Did
you X that one out?
Yes, because it was right here.
All right, play.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. We appreciate that.
Thank
it was
you,
awesome.
Joe. We love you.
Next call.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Julian. This is Matt from Chicago. Oh. I'm just calling to say hey.
I accidentally played. I didn't X that one out either. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I just want to wish you a happy 300th episode. This is Jaron from Dallas, and I hope you got the fact. I think I sent Julian some anal bleach for that fact. So have fun with that. Bye.
Who was it?
I'm not sure.
Should we play it again?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I just want to wish you a happy 300th episode. This is Bjorn from Dallas, and I hope you got the fact.
Jim from Dallas?
I think I Bjorn? Sent Julian some anal bleach by a fact. So, have fun with that. Bye.
I think it's Bjorn.
Okay.
Well, if this is Bjorn, thank you for calling. If it's not Bjorn, well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And did you get your anal bleach?
I have.
By a fact yet?
I have not. Had it, my,
do you need it?
I don't know, Connor. No.
That makes me feel like that same feeling is like a mad, like walking in on your parents having sex. Ugh. Just the same
I'm thing. Not your parents.
No, I'm just saying that thought, the way, the same feeling.
Okay, well,
that.
It's the same feeling I get thinking about you having sex with anybody.
Oh. Womp, womp.
And people are saying that you're fucking it up, and even after 300 episodes, you can't run a podcast.
Well, you know, it happens. You don't like it, fucking leave.
Retract the claws.
Oh, wait, here we go, here we go.
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her
so much.
Much. It flames.
Flames
on the side of my face. Breathing breath, heaving breaths.
Veritable Virgo sent that to us.
Of course.
And we're gonna have to keep that. You wanna do the next call?
Yes.
Hello, boys. This is your L.A. boyfriend, Drummer Sticks, calling to wish you a happy 30th episode.
300th.
Aww. You know them Latinos. They get their numbers mixed up.
He's been listening longer than 30 episodes.
Poor thing. If he was saying it in Spanish, I bet he would have got it right, probably.
What's Spanish for 300?
I don't know. Tres are tres siente. I don't know. Cinco's five.
Oh. Well, we don't know either.
So. We don't know either. So if anybody can just tell us that in the room, that'd be nice. Yeah. Let's see the rest of his call. Where's my third?
Hope you're doing well. Unfortunately for me, life has kicked me in the ass, so I haven't been able to keep in touch. But I'm calling for this special occasion and also to let everybody know that they do not mess with my ginger bear and snowman, because then I will have to get ghetto on their ass and cut a bitch up. So whoever the hell that last reviewer was on your last podcast can suck the brownest part of my ass.
Ooh.
I love you guys, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
And Ricky would like to suck the brownest part of your ass, too. Tell me you wouldn't do it.
It had to be clean. I'm sorry. I can't
but,
do brown.
Okay, if he just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
okay, then.
And he would love it, because he's straight. Yeah. Tres Cientos is 300.
Okay.
He would love it, and he knows it too. That's probably why he didn't come to Gay Days. He was scared. And y'all bitches better not leave a 1-star review, because he will fucking cut you, because he's serious.
Okay, next call.
I hope I X that out. I don't know if this is
the- oh fucking A. Oh, God damn, that's loud. Turn that down. Just jumped out of my chair.
Hey, guys, it's me, Ramble Redhead at RambleRedhead.com. No, actually, I'm just kidding. It's Taylor from Pod is my co-pilot, and I'm calling for the Sound Monkeys. And I wanted to wish you both a congratulations on 300 episodes, and you guys are obviously one of my favorite podcasts, and And thank you again for letting us be on the show a couple weeks ago. We had a lot of fun. And Babalu's here, and Babalu would like to say congratulations to you as well. Here you go.
Hello. Felicidades a sus episodio 300.
That's it? I thought you were going to do something longer, but okay.
Oh.
All right, everybody, congratulations again. Connor, keep your dirty hands off my hag. Bye.
Taylor just said for you to keep your dirty whore hands off his hag.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something longer.
I thought you were going to do something longer.
Hey.
I never miss a dirty moment. You know that.
Well, thank you for calling, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
Appreciate it. I'm glad that we live so close to you guys.
We love you guys, and you are one of my favorite podcasts.
And we need to get together more often.
Yes.
Than just like once or twice a year.
We're not that damn far from them.
It's kind of sad, actually.
And quite according to all the listeners, we're fabulous to get with them.
So. Oh, of course we were. It's two of the best podcasts in Florida. Duh.
Duh.
And in the United States.
Anywhere, really.
Anywhere.
Because, you know, we're in the top 10 of all the podcasts on iTunes.
And we're like a cult hit in China.
That's right.
Duh.
We're four monkeys.
Four monkeys. Ruffy wrong time.
Play call now.
Do it. Oh.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Stevie B in Baltimore calling to wish you a very happy 300th episode, and I'm looking forward to a lot more from both of you. Love you guys.
Thank you, Stevie B, for calling.
Thank you, Stevie B.
He was also a person that we got to hang out with at Gay Days the second year, I think.
That's right, yep.
Third year. Maybe he was there at the first one. I don't remember.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't at that one.
Hmm. But, yes, and he bought me the Daria box set, which was awesome. And I've almost watched all of them.
Of course you have.
Because I'm a loser and I have no life.
We're almost at an hour. So.
Well, we're scheduled for an hour and a half, so we're good.
Okay, if we don't get playing some more of them calls, we'll be longer than an hour and a half.
God, you're like on a schedule and shit. All right, here we go. Next call.
Hi, Ricky, and hi, Julian. Call to congratulate you on your 300th episode.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Trucker Alex
sent that.
Oh, yeah, because I guess he sent it to you, too, right?
Uh-huh.
Did it work on this phone?
Uh-huh.
The phone? Oh, okay, because I didn't try it on the phone.
I showed it to Connor. And I let him look at the email, too.
Oh, awesome. That's good. I'm sure you're always showing it to Connor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're trying to get through here, and there's not going to be fireworks and a song for the show. I'm sorry. We have not prepared.
The fireworks?
Yeah, they want fireworks, which is kind of crazy because they can't see them. They just want the sound.
Play a call.
We'll take them down to Memorial.
That doesn't make any sense.
Here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Octopus Soup Hut, or you can just call me Tracy because that might be easier to say. I just wanted to call and wish you all a happy 300th episode. And I'm sorry I won't be in the chat room today, but I have to work. So I'll catch it when I can download it. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Tracy, and for calling.
Tracy.
Yes, Tracy.
That's much easier for me than Octopus
Don't
Soup
worry.
Hut.
I did it the same way when I first read her name.
Okay.
I didn't know how to do it.
And sorry, I can't deliver fireworks audio-wise. That'll have to be a special video podcast.
I think, and it'll have Julian and Connor.
I don't know if he wants to see that.
Oh, that was an empty one. I need to eat something. I could even burp right.
Well, if you don't play them phone calls, we'll never get
to eat. I'm trying. Shit. Let's see. Did we buy this one already?
Hello, Ginger Bear and Albino. This is Kevin.
Do we buy that one?
I don't know.
Park, Florida.
No.
I want to congratulate you on making it to 300 episodes. When I called on the 200, Nicole said I sounded like I was reading it. I'll have to call her out, of course, but when I listened back, she was right. It did sound like I was reading it, so hopefully this sounds better. I'd like to congratulate you, Ricky, on your promotion. Hopefully lots of money comes with it. And Julian, I haven't looked at your wish list yet. Is it categorized so that certain types of people will buy you certain things? Since I'm black, I don't know what to get a racist. I was thinking maybe a set of sheets or even a box of copy paper. You know why. Anyway, congratulations on making it to 300 and keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay, maybe I'm just stupid, but I don't get the copy paper.
Because it's white.
Oh, okay. I thought it had to do something with, like, the sheets that he was going to buy you.
Fucking Joe in Dallas, the other day, he said to Connor on Twitter, he's like, when you look at white copy paper, does it make you think of Julian? Fuck you, Joe.
And Connor said, yes. Thank you for calling Kevin. He lives in down in the Fort Lauderdales.
No, when he sees somebody walk by with a hot ass, he thinks of me.
Well, if you're holding the gun up to his head, yeah, he's going to say yes.
How dare you?
Just saying. Oh. Mm. What?
Don't make me go after that shirt.
What's wrong with it? It's a peace symbol shirt. And it makes me look fat.
I can see your belly.
Yeah, where?
This morning when you were standing up.
Oh, because it shrunk. I dried this and I wasn't supposed to dry it.
Oh.
It's not because it doesn't fit anymore. Asshole. Shit. This shit's over. All right, next call.
Hey, guys. This is Enrique. I just wanted to say congrats on your 300th episode. Keep up the great work.
What the hell? Was some animal dying in the background?
He must have been calling from Busch Gardens or something. The bird sanctuary.
In the torture chamber in the back.
That's Enrique. He's from California. He's listening a really long time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you had to endure some of the bad ones then.
And the bad ones are anything before you came on, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Next call. Sorry we're going through these so fast, but we did get a lot of them, so.
And we're already over an hour.
Hello, Julian. Hello, Ricky. It's NASA. I just wanted to call and say hurrah for your 300th episode. And I think you guys actually start recording it or taping it or doing it live or whatever in like 10 minutes. Wait for me to be on the ball. Honk. And anyways, I love you guys and I think you guys are hilarious. And you make me laugh every Sunday while I'm sitting here at work dealing with mostly douchebags. Anyways, that's it. Bye.
Okay, I want to clarify something she said.
Okay.
Me and you don't do it live.
We've never done it.
No, we broadcast our show live. But
from our living room.
Brought to you from the Foul Monkey Studio in our living room. It's Foul Monkeys.
Thank you for calling, Nessa. We really appreciate it, and we love you, too.
And we can't wait for her new
show to
come out.
I'm excited. They were saying, could they imagine us on Big Brother together?
Well,
and we'd have to be a team, probably.
We'd be better gay podcasting choice than what they took. Because when I open my mouth, uh-huh. Pink chiffon does not fall out.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
You're eating that candy up, aren't you?
The C's hard candies.
I want some C's. I want some C's. I want some C's candy. That cracked me up. I don't know who said it. I don't know who sent that in. But
I don't know.
It was
funny.
All right. Here we go. Another call. We got like 12 more to go.
All right.
Hey, Guru Nudy and Jampa. I'm just calling to say I thank you guys, the Foul Monkeys. It's Julian and Ricky and Nicole. That's a great show. Congrats on the 300 and looking forward to 300 more. Okay, bye.
Wait,
he was really relaxed.
I was wondering if Guru Nudy had gotten into the drinky drinks when he called.
He was really calm. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I think that came through our Google line.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't. Because, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Which, oh, I forgot we have calls on the Google line. Or our Google line, too. Let's call that. Let's see. Let's play this one first.
Hello, Pumpkin. This is Melanie. I'm calling to wish you a very, very happy 300th anniversary. Well, 300th episode. One of those. I don't know. It's Saturday, and I'm a little bit waterlogged. Anyway, congratulations, guys, for getting to 300, and we love you, and we'll see you next year at Gay Days. In the meantime, we'll keep on listening. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I didn't even catch who that was because it was so loud in the beginning.
That was Melanie from Don't Quit Your Day Job.
Well, thank you, Melanie.
Oopsie. Let's do the other one, and then I can delete these.
Hi, Foul Monkeys. Ricky.
Turn it up.
Julian, and sometimes Nicole. This is Guru Nudy in Tampa. I want to call and congratulate you guys on 300 little shows. Hopefully, there'll 300 more. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
He must be a little drunky.
He's really drunky because Nicole hadn't been on the show in like a year.
It's been more than, about a year now.
About a year, yeah.
She asked if she can come back on the show for a doubt.
Do you say no?
I didn't say no. I just said we'll have to think about it.
I need you here so you can be the volume monitor. Since I can't always do it for him.
Well, I don't know when they're loud. I can't help it.
Well, you're sitting there with your head cocked, why it's like, I'm like, turn it up. Goddamn.
I'm sorry. I'll put it through Levelator. Shit.
The Levelator.
Next call.
Foul Monkey 300 is brought today by the following products. The makers of Sphincterine comes Taint Tamer, the flavor neutralizer. Gargle for 30 seconds with Taint Tamer, and nothing that comes past the boyfriend's boy zone can cause you pain or unpleasant surprises. Why, he could eat Taco Bell for a month and chase it with a habanero smoothie, and you'll never feel a thing. Taint Tamer, in tangerine, and now cherry flavor.
Not a habanero smoothie.
Ooh, could you imagine? Oh my god, that would
wow.
Like, oh, that would like kill you. That would kill Connor.
All right, ew. Carry on.
Here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys! Happy 300th episode. This is Lou. How's it going? I am on the road, driving over to Denver, and this is going to be fun. I'm deciding to spend the night in Atlanta, so of course I will be visiting the Atlanta Eagle this evening, and I'm going to be looking for a place to stay across the country, so if anybody out there has an extra bed, call me. All right, bye. Congratulations, guys.
Oh, Lou. You're such a whore. He texted me earlier, he said he was driving across Kansas. He said there was cornfields and no internet or something like that. And I'm thinking, well, where there's corn, there must be corn-fed boys.
Really hot corn-fed boys.
So you get your eyes peeled there, mister.
Okay, next call. Here we go.
Hello, Julian. Hello, Ricky. Happy 300th show. Thank you for all the wonderful work you do. Thank you, Julian, for the podcaster dinner. Thank you, Ricky, for being the pretty one. All right, bye-bye.
I don't know who that was.
I think that was Drusilla.
Oh, it was?
Because he had said earlier on Twitter that he called in and didn't say who he was.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that was Drusilla. Yeah, thank you, Drusilla, for
congratulating me.
Enjoying my humor and enjoying my dinner.
Now, let's stop talking about me, and let's talk about Julian.
Yes.
Next call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Stevie B in Baltimore.
You played that one?
Hi, guys. It's Amy from Arizona. Calling to say congrats on hitting the big 3-0. And that's it. I hate talking on the phone. I'm lame. So, congrats. And that's about it. Listen to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
I really hope you're white or you might be deported.
Yeah, let's ship your ass to Mexico.
Which I am so happy the government is suing that stupid law. the federal government.
But Sierra's going to be there the whole way fighting for the white people, you know, because those illegals are taking away
our scummy jobs.
Our high-paying orange-picking jobs.
That is true. The people that aren't United States citizens do a lot of jobs that Americans won't. So if they take them all out of the country, who's going to fucking do those jobs?
No one. They don't.
Unless you pay them like $40 an hour.
Nobody wants to pick fruit for minimum wage. That's hard work.
That's really hard work. And they probably don't get paid enough to do it the way they do it now.
Probably not.
All right, next call.
Hey, Ricky. It's Holly.
And Buddy.
Congratulations on your 300th episode.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
It's almost over.
Oh, my God. When you play voicemails, keep your finger on that volume button. And when it does that, turn it down a little.
I'm sorry.
God damn.
Well, if it was in front of me, I would do it. But I have to like lean over and go like this.
Which the listeners can't see, but it's like 6 inches away from him. Okay.
That's AOL Sync Sessions. No, it's not AOL Sync Sessions.
That would be 3 foot.
Right. Thank you for calling Holly and Putty.
Thank you,
Putty's
guys.
Her husband. He's cute.
I know.
Mm. He's going to be mine one day.
Why, when you poison her and steal her husband?
Whatever, I get what I need to get. Mm-hmm. Here we go, next call.
Ginger Bear, how dare you say I didn't call you?
See, I was worried about the volume
Played one that he's already played and moved the wrong volume knob.
Hi, guys. This is Paris from Arizona. I just saw Ricky's post on Facebook as a reminder that tomorrow is the 300th episode. Congratulations, and keep them coming, and keep them hilarious. I love you guys so much, and Ricky, you're doing awesome on the weight loss. Keep it up, and I will be there to listen. Bye.
Don't you be bragging about your weight loss.
Isn't it weird how Paris and Amy kind of sound the same?
Yeah.
I guess that's just how people talk
in
Arizona. Which Arizona is a beautiful state. It's too bad they have a lot of assholes there.
Drew Ray G said maybe by the 400th you'll get your shit together.
Maybe. But I'm not planning it.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't hold my breath.
Don't plan on it. So let's see here. We got two more calls.
Turn it up, honey.
Nauseated by this little show. Could you just play the voice male? Because I really need my rest. I really need my rest. I've got some big black cops coming over to just pound my ass, you know. And I'm wearing my albino mask. He's super excited to see me. But anyway, please stop talking and just play the voice. Man, is it only 300 episodes? That's not nearly as impressive as I thought. But thank you for calling. Let me get my mask on. Bye.
I didn't know your mama likes big black cocks.
I was unaware that my mama liked big black cocks.
Wow.
So apparently Joe's over there probably. Oh, no. She said big. Never mind.
Ooh.
Can I call you Joe? Because I have a few zingers, so
I call
you
Joe. You
Joe. Oh, we have one.
We're
more. That's it.
Steady losing people in the chat room.
I know,
with
right.
this. So
we're actually done. So
was that the last call?
Yeah.
That's the last call.
We do have some fireworks and some fanfare here too. So we'll do that towards the end.
We do?
Mm-hmm. Somebody sent it to us.
Oh, okay.
We do? We have fireworks.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone
for coming.
300, this is the 300th show. Of course, you know that. But I really appreciate everyone that has ever listened, that has ever called in, that has ever emailed, that has ever cared about anything we've ever done. I really appreciate it. I like it. It's calming, and I just appreciate everyone that I you know, that I touch with my podcast and my fingers and my pee-pee.
Ew.
But thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And do you have anything to say?
Yeah. I want to thank you, Ricky, for allowing me to take part in this. And it's been a pleasure to take part in the last 100 shows or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I could be a excellent addition to the Foul Monkeys family and make people laugh.
I like that the Foul Monkeys family...
Even with me or at me.
I like that the Foul Monkeys family is just two. But I guess all the listeners are family too.
That's because the rest of us have... The rest of our family have disowned us.
Right. And we're going to be involved with Pride, too.
That's right.
So you can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or give us a call or a text message 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And don't forget, Julian has a birthday coming up, so check out his wish list. You can check out my wish list if you want to send me something for his birthday. And then you can also send stuff to our post office box, which is P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
Follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, and follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
And Kim Beaver... It is my 28th, not my 40th birthday. That'll be coming up August 31st.
So we're going to end the show with some fanfare and some fireworks.
Absolutely. That sounded like when you farted in your sleep the other night.
How dare you? Hi, people.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye. Oh, my God. My ears are so sweaty.